弟兄姊妹，我们翻到新约帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
Brothers and sisters, let's open our Bibles to the New Testament, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
我想我们一起把这一章读一遍。
We'll read this chapter once.
我想用中文或者用英文我们一起读，好不好？
We'll read English and Chinese together.
好，来。保罗、希拉、提摩太写信给帖撒罗尼迦，在父神和主耶稣基督里的教会，愿恩惠平安归于你们。我们为你们众人常常感谢神，祷告的时候提到你们，在神我们父面前不住的纪念你们，因信心所做功夫，因爱心所做劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。被神所爱的弟兄啊，我知道你们是蒙拣选的，因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不独在乎言语，也在乎全能和圣灵并充足的信心。正你们知道，我们在你们那里为你们缘故是怎样为人，并且你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐，领受真道，就效法我们，也效法主，甚至你们做马其顿和该亚亚所有信主之人的榜样，因为主的道从你们那里已经传扬出来。你们向神的信心不但在马其顿和该亚，就是在各处也都传开了，所以不用我们说什么话，因为他们自己已经报名我们是怎样进到你们那里，你们是怎样离去偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神，等候他儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活的那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。好，我们先读到这里。
This concludes our Bible reading. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
我们感谢你早晨在召集你儿女们一同聚在你的跟前。
Lord, we thank you for calling all your children before your throne this morning.
在这复活早晨，我们带着一个欢喜快乐心。
That on this resurrection morning, we come to you with joyful and thankful hearts.
因着你复活，就带给我们荣耀的盼望。
That because of your resurrection from the dead, you've given us this living hope.
我们感谢你，从前我们在地上是没有指望、没有神的人。
We thank you, Lord, that before you, we were people of without hope.
如今因着你福音临到我们身上，
But now that your gospel has come upon us,
我们里面充满了荣耀的盼望。
We are filled with this glorious hope.
我们在这里等候主的再来。
We wait for your return.
因为你的再来就把我们带到荣耀里面。
Because your return will enable us to enter into your glory.
并早晨的呢，借着你的话再来坚定我们的信心。
So through your word this morning, may you give us steadfast hearts.
再来鼓舞我们的心
，to encourage our hearts，
好像我们知道我们在你面前所蒙受恩典是何等浩大。
So we know this wonderful grace which we have received from you，
好像知道如何生活在你面前来讨你欢喜。
And that we may know how to live a life pleasing in your sight，
因此我们在那里需要更多仰望你自己的怜悯。
So we look to you for more of your mercies，
仍然用你的宝血来遮蔽我们。
And may your precious blood cover all of us，
让我们每次来到你的跟前，仍然凭着耶稣的血，靠着你的恩典。
That when we come before the throne, it is all because of the blood of Jesus and because of your grace.
因为一切都是你恩典。
Because it is all by your grace.
我们在这一同仰望、等候，靠主耶稣基督的名。
So together we look to you and we hope in you. We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 嗯，早晨呢，我愿意从帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章来交通保罗怎样把福音传到帖撒罗尼迦。
This morning, I would like to share with all the brothers and sisters through 1 Thessalonians how Paul preached the gospel to the church in Thessalonica.
我们知道帖撒罗尼迦教会呢是保罗第二次出外传道所建立的教会。
We know that the church in Thessalonians was the church that he went after during his second missionary journey.
当我们去读《使徒行传》的时候，我们知道。当教会起初在耶路撒冷建立起来以后
，We know that in Acts that after he established the church，
因着在福音在那里借着使徒传扬福音，三千五千得救。
That when Paul preached the gospel, 5,000 people were saved。
那后来的门徒受逼迫，就分散到各地去。
So after the saints were, the apostles were persecuted, they separate, they dispersed and went to different areas.
当他们分散到各地的时候, 他们仍然继续在那边传扬主耶稣基督, 见证主耶稣基督。
And when the disciples, they spread out, they all preached the gospel and were a testimony to the Lord Jesus.
后来福音就传到安提阿这个地方。
And so the gospel was preached to Antioch.
圣经告诉我们说呢, 基督徒这个名字是从安提阿开始,
And we know that the word Christians came from Antioch. Because there in Antioch, God's word was preached and there the numbers increased. So Barnabas went to Antioch to serve the Lord. And there he met Saul and together they served together.
So
we see that the testimony of the Lord started from Jerusalem and spread to Antioch. So we see that when they went to preach out the gospel, Antioch was kind of their base.
他们从安提阿出去到各地用船福音以后，他们后来就再回到安提阿这个地方。
Because every time they would leave from Antioch to preach the gospel, afterwards they would return back to Antioch. So we know that when Paul left on a second missionary journey from Antioch, they went through various cities to build up the church.
当保罗他们在亚细亚在那边传道的时候呢，圣灵禁止他们。
So when they were in Asia and they were preaching the gospel, the Holy Spirit entered into them.
然后他们就往北要到皮推尼去。
And so they headed north to go to Thyatira.
耶稣的灵禁止他们在那边讲道，然后他们就越过梅西亚来到特罗亚这个地方。
And so the Spirit of Jesus did not permit them, so they passed by Mysia and went to Troas.
在特罗亚的时候，神在夜间让保罗看见了异象。
And so in Troas, God enabled Paul to see a vision.
在那里有一个马其顿人站着说，求他们来马其顿帮助我们。
And so there was a man of Macedonia standing there appealing to them to say, come and help us.
所以保罗就
So then Paul went to Macedonia.
当保罗来到马其顿的头一个城腓立比。
And then from there, Paul came to the city of Philippi.
他传福音也是受了一个很大逼迫。
And there, when he was preaching the gospel, he experienced much persecution.
并且被下监牢。
And then he ended up being imprisoned.
所以在帖撒罗尼迦第二章那里也告诉我们说，他说我们从前在腓立比被害受辱，这是你们知道的。
So that's why in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, Paul says that you know we suffered and were mistreated in Philippi. So after Paul was set free from his imprisonment, then he went to from Macedonia to Thessalonians. And we know that in Acts, that Paul was at Thessalonica for 3 Sabbath days.
他们在那边传扬主耶稣基督，见证主耶稣基督。
That they preached the gospel and they were witnesses to the Lord Jesus.
再来就有一些希利尼人，他们信了主。
And then there were some Greeks who ended up believing in the Lord.
但是犹太人极力的逼迫使徒们。 保罗就很快的就离开了帖撒罗尼迦这个地方。
But because of the persecution from the Jews, Paul immediately left there.
然后他到了哥林多，他正在写信给帖撒罗尼迦教会。
And so from Corinth, when Paul was at Corinth, he wrote a letter to the church in Thessalonica.
从帖撒罗尼迦前书书信里面，我们可以看见当时帖撒罗尼迦教会的属灵光景。
From 1 Thessalonians, we can see the spiritual condition of the church there.
虽然他们信主的年纪非常短。
Even though their years in believing in the Lord were short, but from the letter, we can see that their spiritual condition was very good. The church in Thessalonica made great progress, and they were a good testimony.
我们知道帖撒罗尼迦乃是使徒保罗写信给教会的头一封书信。
We know that the letter to the Thessalonians was one of the letters that Paul wrote.
所以帖撒罗尼迦前书是给教会的第一封信。
So 1 Thessalonians was the first letter written to the churches by Paul.
那目的乃是要来安慰鼓励帖撒罗尼迦教会的圣徒们。
And the purpose of the letter was to encourage and strengthen the brothers and sisters at
Thessalonica.
Because there they were suffering the persecution from the world. And Paul had a desire to go see them once or twice. But because of Satan, he did not go there. So he sent Timothy to go visit them.
等到提摩太回来的时候，报告给使徒们很好的消息。
So when Timothy went and gave them an update on the progress, it was good news.
虽然帖撒罗尼迦教会他们是在患难苦难当中，但他们信心不动摇。
That even though the church in Thessalonica experienced much suffering and persecution, their faith was steadfast.
保罗因着他们的属灵光景得到安慰，里面非常喜乐。
And Paul rejoiced and was comforted in the fact.Of hearing about the condition of the church in Thessalonica. And this is the purpose of Paul's writing the letter. And when we look at the letter, we can also see that when Paul's writing, that in every chapter, Paul mentions the return of the Lord Jesus.
第一章末了，那也告诉我们说，他们是在等候他儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活。那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
Then in the end of chapter 1, Paul says that they wait for to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, that is Jesus who rescues us from the wrath to come.
到第二章末了也告诉我们说，他说当主耶稣来的时候，你们能够在他面前而站立得住。
And that in the end towards the end of the second chapter, he writes that we would be able to stand firm in the presence of our Lord Jesus at his coming.
十三章，第三章末了，说当主耶稣从他众圣徒降临的时候呢，我们在父神面前能够心里坚定，成为圣洁无可责备。
And at the end of chapter 3, Paul writes that he may establish our heart, their hearts without blame in holiness before God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all the saints.
第四章末了，讲到说主耶稣有一天从天降临的时候，我们要被提。到空中与主相见，就要与主永远同在。
And in the towards the end of chapter 4, Paul writes that when the Lord will descend from heaven, that we who are alive will be caught up together and meet him in the clouds in the air.
到地上也告诉我们说，当主耶稣基督降临的时候呢，我们要完全无可指责。
And that when we see the Lord at the end of chapter 5, that when we see the Lord, that we would be preserved complete without blame at his coming. 所以当使徒写
信给他们的时候一再提到主的再来。
So here Paul writes about the Lord's coming.
虽然在原来新圣经的原文里面是没有分章节段落的。
That in the actual original Bible there is no division of verses and chapters.
这个可以让我们看见，好像保罗讲一些话以后，他就想要主的再来这件事情。
That we can see that after Paul writes a few passages, he again brings it back.To conclude with the coming of the Lord.
他讲一段话以后，就再提到主的再来。
That after speaking a few words, he'll speak about mention the Lord's coming.
所以帖撒罗尼迦信息是什么呢
？So what is the faith of the Thessalonians?
乃是讲到主的再来这件事情。
It speaks of the Lord's return.
并且这些话是对刚出信的信徒们所讲的话。
And this letter was a letter written to new believers.
刚刚提到说，帖撒罗尼迦教会他们信主的年纪是非常短暂，可能几个月时间而已。
And it says that these Thessalonian believers were only no more than a few months.
而当使徒写信给教会的头一封书信的时候，就提到主的再来这件事情。
So that in this letter that he writes, he mentions the coming of the Lord.
这可以让我们看见一件事情。
So this lets us see one thing.
一个蒙恩得救的人。
That someone saved by grace.
他头一件所要知道的信息是什么呢
？That what is this belief that they have？
他所要知道最重要的信息是什么
？What is the most important message to believe？
就是主的再来。
It is to believe in the coming of the Lord.
因为罗马书第八章也告诉我们说，我们得救是在乎盼望。
Because in Romans chapter 8 it says that we are saved in hope.
这个盼望是什么呢？
And what is this hope?
这个盼望就是主的再来。
This hope is the coming of the Lord.
这是一个刚蒙恩得救的人，他应该知道的一件重要的信息。
That this is an important message that a new believer needs to believe in.
所以罗马书在那里也告诉我们说呢，当主再来的时候。
And in Romans it says that when the Lord returns,
我们要得着儿子的名分。
That we will be, we will be.We'll have this adoption as sons.
我们身体要得赎。
That our bodies will be redeemed.
我们要被磨成神儿子的形象。
That we'll be conformed to the image of our Lord.
我们要改变身体，成为荣耀的身体。
That our bodies will transform and will take on this glorious body.
以主的荣耀身体相似。
That we will be just like the Lord.
神所招来被称为义的人，神要把他们带到进荣耀里面。
That God wants to bring all of us into glory.
这是神拯救我们的一个目的。
And this is the purpose God saved us.
所以圣经才告诉我们，我们得救是在乎盼望。
So that the Bible teaches us that when we are saved, we're saved into hope.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天常常以为我们得救就是盼望将来不下地狱火湖。
A lot of times we may think that we are saved so that we can hope in not going into the lake of fire.
但是使徒告诉我们，我们得救是为了什么？为了什么？乃是为了一个盼望。
But what does the apostle say? The apostle says that we are saved for this hope.
这个盼望就是当主第二次再来的时候，我们这些人，他把我们带到荣耀里面。
That when the Lord Jesus comes again, He will bring us into glory.
这是我们一个荣耀盼望。
And this is our glorious hope.
从前我活在地上，我们是没有神、没有指望的人。
We were a people without hope, without God.
但是现在因着相信主耶稣基督。
But now because we believe in the Lord Jesus.
不仅叫我们罪得赦免。
Not only have our sins been forgiven, not only will we not go to the lake of fire, but we have received this hope. And our Lord Jesus is our glorious hope. And this is the purpose God saves us. This is why the first letter the apostle writes mentions the coming of the Lord. So,When people are saved by grace, not for not a long time, they need to know one thing.
我们得救有一个盼望,
that we are saved in hope.
就是要等候主的再来。
And this hope is to wait for the Lord's
coming. 当人知道原来他得救是有,是要得到这个盼望的时候,
and we are saved and we know that we have this hope,
得到这个荣耀盼望的时候,
that when we receive this,
他才知道如何在地上过生活。
Then,We will know how to live our lives on earth.
使徒约翰在他书信也这样告诉我们。
And the Apostle John also tells us.
他说，我们是神的儿女。
He says that we are children of God.
将来如何我们不知道。
And it has not appeared as yet what we will be.
但是主若显现，我们必得见他的身体。
But when he appears, we will be like him because we will see him just as he is.
我们必要像他。
We will be just as he is.
所以当主再来的时候，我们要像他，完全像他。
So when the Lord comes again, we will be just as he is, just like him.
他就是荣耀的自己。
And he is the glorious one.
因着我们像他，我们就可以和他一同进到荣耀国度里面。
And because we are just like him, we can enter into his glorious kingdom.
所以人若有这样指望的话，
So if a man has this hope,
我们就应该像他自己洁净自己一样。
We should be like him to be godly.
我们要像他一样在地上过一个圣洁的生活。
To live a holy life on earth.
所以到第二章也告诉我们说，我们要行事对的，请他招你们进他国，得他荣耀的神。
So that's why Paul exhorts us to walk in a manner worthy of the God who calls us into his own kingdom.
当一个蒙恩得救以后，我们头一件事情要告诉他的，就是我们是为了那个盼望而神来拯救我们。
So Paul is emphasizing that we are saved because we want to hope in him who saves us. So when a person is saved by grace and he knows that he has this glorious hope, then he'll know how to walk his, conduct himself on earth. So when a person is on earth, if he knows that he has this bright and prosperous future, he knows that he has this great work before him. And when he has this hope, he has this within him. Then his life will be different than others. He He will diligently.
他因为有一个目标，有一个方向要去追求，
he will be diligent because he has a direction, a goal.
一个在地上他没有指望的人，
a man without hope in this world.
他不知道明天该如何来。
He doesn't know what will come about tomorrow.
他只能一天过一天算一天。
He can only take it day by day, count it one day at a time.
若是一个有盼望的人，
but a man with hope,
他生活和别人是完全不一样的。
His life will be different than others.
这个就是为什么 使徒写信给教会的时候，头一个书信是写给帖撒罗尼迦教会。
This is why when the apostle wrote this first letter, he wrote to the church at Thessalonica.
而他信息就是讲到主的再来。And
his message was in regards to the coming of the Lord.
我想就当时帖撒罗尼迦教会的处境来说，
so from the condition of the Thessalonians, we could say,
他们是落在许多患难的苦楚的当中。
They were in much suffering and tribulation. They endure persecution. I think that when people are in a condition of suffering and persecution, a lot of times people are in despair of their future. They may worry. They don't know how to live their life.
所以这个时候，就当时教会来说，他们最需要是什么？
So during this time, what did that church need the most?
使徒告诉他们，他们是有盼望的。
The apostle tells them they are people of hope.
但是这个盼望不是在地上。
But this hope is not in the earth.
受苦不是暂时的。
This affliction is momentary.
他们盼望的是在将来永远的里面。
Because their hope is in the eternity.
就是主耶稣第二次要再来，
which is in the second coming.
所以这个这样信息对当时在苦难当中的圣徒们是一个极大的一个鼓舞。
So this was a great encouragement to the church of Thessalonians.
也因着这个盼望，他们能够刚强的站立得住。
And in this suffering, they were able to stand firm.
能够忍耐许多苦楚。
To bear with the sufferings.
所以后面就讲到说，他们在那因为盼望主耶稣基督，他们所存的忍耐。
So that's why it says also later that they endured with much patience. I think that even today it's the same. Especially during the end times. We see the condition of the earth today. It's filled with difficult circumstances. And of course I speak about this with regards to
Christians.
It's very difficult for us Christians to live a godly life in this world because there is so much temptation. So many temptations to lead us to evil and wickedness. And there's also many trials that will come upon us so that we will feel it's not easy to walk this godly path. So many things come upon us.
都是要打击我们的信心。
And it's all to tear and break down our faith.
让我们看见你要进钱过日子，实在是很不简单一件事情。
That in order to live a godly life, it is not easy.
所以许多神儿女遇到在许多环境的时候，慢慢就冷淡退后下去的。
So sometimes when a lot of Christians encounter this, we lose heart and
despair. 特别今天看见地上教会那个属灵光景。
Especially when we take a look at the conditions, spiritual conditions of people in
church,
that the weaknesses in church, there are so many difficulties,
and
that the love of the brothers and sisters
grows cold.
And because of this, a lot of times the spiritual condition of brothers and sisters decline. So, what do the churches need the most in their faith?
It's
the belief and faith in the Lord's coming. When a person has this one hope fixed on the coming of the Lord, then we are able to overcome all these temptations and trials. So we thank God for the letter written by this apostle to this church, that they can see they are people of hope. Because we are saved by grace for this hope. And And we see here how Paul brought the gospel to the Thessalonians.
这些人?
How did this gospel change the Thessalonians?
我想这个福音不仅改变他们生命,
not only did this gospel change their spiritual condition, but it also changed their view on the future.
虽然因着相信福音带来的逼迫,
and even though the gospel brought about persecution,
但是帖撒罗家他们收到这个信的时候，他们知道原来他们盼望不在地上，乃是在将来，在永远。
But when they hear this gospel, they know that their hope is not fixed on this world, but on the one who will return.
这是福音所要带给他们的。
And this is what the gospel brought to them.
那我们来看保罗是怎样把这个福音传到帖撒罗家这个地方。
And we can see how Paul brought the gospel to the Thessalonians.
保罗在这里说，当我们的福音传到你们那里，不独在乎言语。
And Paul says in 1 Thessalonians that the gospel did not come to them in word only, but in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction.
底下说,
so that you knew how to act by looking at us.
他说是怎样为人,
and it says, note that they would know what kind of men they proved to be, and Paul explains what kind of people they should prove to be.
因为他上面说，我们福音传到你们那不在乎，不独在乎言语，在乎全能和圣灵，并充足的信心，正如你们知道我们在那里的为人是怎样。
So again, Paul says that this gospel did not come to them in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction, just as you know what kind of man we
preach.
So Paul, when he was preaching the gospel, he proved to be what kind of man he was. So when Paul preached the gospel to them, they could see how Paul went about preaching the gospel. From Paul's life, they could see how a man was supposed to preach the gospel. That is to say that through Paul's service, they could see how he ministered and served. And this is not only in pertaining to preaching the gospel. Not just preaching the gospel, but they could see how Paul preached God's word.
因着这个传话，叫这个福音，叫神的话临到人身上的时候，在他们身上有怎样一个改变？
So that when Paul preached the word, they could see how it was a life transformation.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们在那服事的时候，So
brothers and sisters, when we serve,
我们也常常需要从一些前面的一些弟兄们、姊妹们，他们身上，他们到底是怎样服事神？
We can learn from the brothers and sisters who are before us and learn how did they serve.
从他们身上学习到到底怎样服事才能够讨神的欢喜。
To learn how to serve God that is pleasing in His sight.
我们这个学习不是从外面他们的一些方式怎样。
We do not learn the way their technique and how they serve.
而是从他们身上看一些属灵原则。
But we learn from looking at how they serve through the spiritual principle behind it.
当我年轻出来服事的时候，我们虽然没有受过什么正规的一个训练。
When I first came to serve, there was no official training to guide me.
但是早年在教会里面有许多年长的弟兄们。
But in the church, there were many elders.
我们也在那边常观察，看看到底他们是怎样服侍神的。
And we could observe how they went about serving God.
他们到底怎样来读神的话，在传扬神的话。
How they went about reading God's word and teaching God's word.
我们不是从他们外面来学,
not from the outward do we learn,
是从他们服事里面看见到底那些属原则是什么,
but in their service we can learn about the spiritual principles in the way they serve.
正如圣经告诉我们说, 摩西从神的作为里面, 他知道神的法则, 神的道路。
And that's when the Bible says that God made known His ways to Moses and His acts.
不像以色列百姓，大部分的人都只看见神的作为。
It's not like all the other people of Israel where they only saw God's acts.
他们只看见神在行了许多神迹奇事来解决他们若身上许多的需要。
They only saw all the acts God did to resolve all their physical needs.
但是摩西不像以色列百姓这样的看法。
But Moses was not like Israel.
他是从神许多作为许多神迹奇事里面看见这背后到底神做事的法则是怎样。
Through Moses' observation of God's acts, he came to understand God's ways and God's principles behind it. What God's way should be.
从这个原则法则里面，他能够认识神的心意。
From knowing God's ways, knowing the principle, Moses was able to understand God's heart.
所以同样今天我们从使徒保罗他服事里面，我们看见他是怎样的服事，他是怎样传神的福音。
So through looking at the Apostle Paul, we can see how he served God.
他说,福音传到你那里的时候,不独在乎言语。
That his gospel did not come in word only.
保罗在传福音的时候是有言语的。
Yes, there was word in God's preaching.
是有话的。
Yes, there were words.
因为必须借着话把福音的内容把它传出来。
Because you need words to preach the message of the gospel.
到底福音是什么?
What is the gospel?
需要用许多话把福音把它讲解出来。
That you need words to explain what the gospel is.
但是我们知道许多话不一定是传福音。
But we know that many words does not define the gospel.
许多话不一定有福音的内容。
Many words, does that mean that there's the content of the gospel?
我们看今天许多人在传福音讲神的话的时候，的确讲了许多言语，许多话。
And we observe sometimes that many people who preach the gospel preach with many words, many words.
但许多话都是充满人的智慧，人的学问。
But a lot of times these words are filled with man's wisdom, man's teaching.
传起福音的时候，天文地理，许多科学知识。
That there's all these different ways of science and academic and scholarly words.
这些不是福音。
But that's not the gospel.
什么是福音?
What is the gospel?
罗马书第一章一开头就告诉我们。
From Romans chapter 1, it tells us
神的福音就是论到他儿子,我主耶稣基督,
that the gospel concerns his son, the Lord Jesus.
按着肉体说,他是大卫的后裔,按着圣善灵说,他是从死里复活,显明他是神的儿子,
who was born of a descendant of David according to the flesh, who was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead according to the Spirit of holiness.
福音就是神的儿子,
so the gospel is God's son.
神的儿子为我们做了什么?
And it explains and it tells us what God did, what God did for us.
保罗在哥林多前书告诉哥林多教会的人。
And Paul explains, and when he writes his letter to the Corinthian church,
他说我把福音传给你们。
That Paul said, I delivered to you the gospel.
你们也领受了。
And you received it.
你们也靠这个福音站立得住了。
By this gospel, you're able to stand firm.
你们因着这个福音得救了。
And by this gospel, you're saved.
然后他说,我当日所传,所领受,又传给你们是什么呢?
So what is it that Paul delivered and that he received?
第一,就是基督照了圣经,为我们罪死了。
That first, Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures.
又埋葬了。
And that he was buried.
又照了圣经。 第三日复活了,
and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures.
所以简单地说,福音是什么?
So, what is the gospel?
福音的内容是什么?
What is the content of the gospel?
福音就是神的儿子为我们罪人死了,
the gospel is the Son of God who came to die for mankind.
并且他被埋葬了,
and he was buried.
第三天又从死里复活了,
and that he was raised from the dead on the third day.
这是福音的内容,
this is the content of the gospel.
这是一个用简单话,就是很
In very simple words, these are the three main points.
但是我们感谢神,每一点的里面都充满了丰富,
but we thank God that these three points are filled with the grace and richness of God.
每一点都说出福音,神借他儿子在福音为我们所成就一切,
and each point talks about what God's Son did for us. And explains why mankind needs the gospel, because we are all sinners. Because sin has separated us from God. And for our sins, the Lord Jesus came and was crucified on the cross for us. And his blood forgives all, cleanses us of all our transgressions. So that he saves us out of death. And he gives his eternal life to us. And on the third day, he rose from the dead. So that we could be saved, we could be saved again, we could be made righteous. And through his resurrection, we can attain this glorious hope. Brothers and sisters, this is the gospel. So when we come before the gospel, God has revealed the content of the gospel to us. When God's word comes to us, we can understand the gospel. And man can understand what is the gospel. But unfortunately, many times when people preach the gospel, you'll hear that the churches need to preach the gospel. And that we'll be very nervous. So then immediately we'll go on the internet to search for articles. This is the attitude of man when it comes to preaching the gospel. So they'll go. So people will go on the internet to look up various articles and just gather information to come up with the content of the gospel message. But they don't understand that when it comes to preaching the gospel, you first need to come before God's presence. That when you come before God's presence, God will give you the words. That God will once again give you new revelations of the words to speak for the gospel. So we see that when the apostles went to preach the gospel, their gospel message never exceeded beyond these few points. They were witnessing that the Lord Jesus was the Messiah, God's Son. That he died for sinners and that he rose from the dead to give his life to mankind. Thank God that the gospel not only has word, but it also has power. That these words come with power and authority. In the book of Matthew, when after Jesus had preached the Sermon on the Mount, that after Jesus had finished speaking these words, the crowds were amazed at his teaching. Why were they amazed? For he was teaching them as one having authority. Not as their scribes. The scribes are also preaching about the law. But they were preaching based on themselves. Not only did they preach doctrine and the ways, just empty words. But when Jesus spoke, he had words. But because his words also carried with it authority. Because when Jesus spoke, he didn't speak according to his own accord. Because he said that his teaching was not mine, but the Father's. His teaching came from God the Father. It's not words that he thought of. It's from hearing what God the Father wanted him to say. And then he would just convey what God the Father told him to say. So these words came with authority. Because these words came from God. It did not come from the Lord Jesus. Because he stood in the place of man. Because everything he said, everything he did, it was not by his own accord. Completely trusting in God the Father.
父做,
because he did as he saw the Father do.
唯独他听见父说,
he would speak as he hears his Father
speak.
So when he came out preaching, everyone felt the power through his authority.
最后来到圣殿的时候
and the gospel says that when he came to the temple,
他在那里把那些买卖的人赶出圣殿
that he drove out all the people who were selling at the temple.
他不过是一个普通的犹太人
he was not just an ordinary Jew.
在圣殿里面最有权柄的是谁呢？
In the temple, who has authority?
那些祭司长，那些长老们。
It are the elders and the elders.
但是很稀奇，当主耶稣做这些事的时候，这些人好像不敢说什么。
And yet, when Jesus did this, no one dared to say anything.
也不敢禁止他。
And no one dared to approach him.
只是来问他说。
And they could only ask him.
你仗着什么权柄做这些事
？By what authority do you do these things？
谁给你权柄做这些事
？Who has given you authority to do this？
很显然，主耶稣在做那些事情的时候，这些祭司长们他们看见这个人身上有权柄。
So when all these scribes saw that he was doing this, they saw that he was doing this with authority.
虽然他们仍然是反对耶稣
，even though they were opposed to Jesus，
也不顺服他的权柄的话
，and they did not respect。The authority of his word.
但他们直接看见这个人身上有个权柄。
But they saw that in him there was this authority.
他在那边赶出这些买卖的人。
That he drove out these people who were selling in the temple.
这些祭司长们，他们什么都不敢做。
So then these elders they dared to do nothing.
所以我们看主耶稣在那讲话的时候是带有权柄。
So we see that when the Lord Jesus spoke, he spoke.
这些不信的人、反对他的人可以不相信他、不顺服他。
That even those who didn't believe in him, they wouldn't dare to oppose him.
但是他们不能不承认这个人身上有权柄。
But they would not deny the fact that there was this authority in Jesus.
他们感受到他的话是带权柄的。
Because they could sense that his word came with authority.
所以福音传出来的时候，不单单是有话语而已。
So when we preach the gospel, it doesn't come in just word.
而是话中带着权柄。
But with the word comes authority.
因为这些话都是从神而来的。
Because these words came from God.
并且他说。也在乎权，在乎圣灵。
And it came, and in the Holy Spirit.
为什么这些话带着全能、权柄
？Why is it that these words came in power and with authority?
因为这些传福音的人，这些使徒们
，because the apostles who preached the gospel.
他们在灵的里面，在圣灵里面。
Because they were preaching in the Holy Spirit.
若是我们读圣，因为圣经的话呀，就是比较清楚，他说在 in spirit， 在圣灵里面。
So the English translation here says in the Holy Spirit.
当他们传这些话的时候，不是在脑袋里面。
Because when they preach, it wasn't preaching by their according to their brain.
他们在圣灵里面也靠着圣灵在说话。
They were preaching in the Spirit and by depending on the Spirit.
若是在人的头脑里面，他只能靠人的智慧，靠人的学问。
When we preach according to our knowledge, we preach according to our what we've learned, according to all our academic learning.
靠人的口才。
And preaching based on the eloquence of man.
这些不过是叫人佩服就是了。
And then we think that this is good.
人听到这些话的时候，人说这个人真是很有学问。
So then a lot of times the listeners say, "Oh, he's a learned man."
这个学问非常广博，天文地理他都懂。
That his knowledge is very broad. He understands everything under heaven and in between heaven and earth.
弟兄姊妹，若是传福音，若是讲这些，那只有那些聪明有学问的人，他们才明白，他听得懂。
So when you preach the gospel in this manner, then only those who are learned and scholarly can understand the gospel.
So today, 有时候我们在常听一些人传福音的时候
，So a lot of times when we hear people preaching the gospel,
在给我们上科学课
，It's as if we're in a science class.
所以我们是因为我们这方面完全不懂，所以也不知道那些科学是什么东西。
And sometimes because we don't understand, we don't really know this what they're teaching in this science.
但是保罗他知道
，But Paul knows.
他说从来不是这些。
That his preaching is not like this.
我们知道保罗他是一个大有学问的人。
We actually know that Paul is a learned man.
但是来到更多教会的时候，他说我所讲的话、所讲的道不是用智慧委婉的言语。
But Paul says when he wrote his letter to the Corinthians that his message and his preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom.
乃用圣灵和大能明证。
But in demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
叫你们信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
So that your faith would not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God.
若是在乎人的智慧的话
，If it was to upon the wisdom of men,
那真的只有那些智慧人才会听懂这些话。
Then only men of wisdom would understand the word.
所以保罗当然说，他所传的福音不是在乎那些，乃是。在乎圣灵和大能的名证。
So that's why Paul says it's not. He doesn't preach in that way, but he preaches on the power of God.
好, 这样相信的时候, 乃是说明不是人的智慧,
so that when people believe, it's not because they believe in the words of wisdom,
乃是神的大能显在这些人身上,
but it's because the power of God has come upon them,
叫这些人能信服神的福音,
that they can believe in the gospel.
非常可惜,今天人传福音的时候,好像需要借许多科学知识,好像这些才能够叫人能服下来。
But unfortunately, many times people will preach the gospel through science and preach according to what they learn academically.
我们知道,美国有很有名的布道家穆迪。
We know that there was a very famous pastor named D.L. Moody. D.L. Moody.
穆迪传福音的时候，有人批评他说他英文文法都不对。
And a lot of times people would say that his grammar was incorrect.
因为他没有受太多教育。
Because he didn't receive much teaching.
虽然他文法不对。
Even though his grammar was poor.
但是他所传福音却叫许多人得救。
But through his preaching the gospel, many were saved.
因为要显明是出于神的大能。
Because this revelation comes from the power of God. It does not come from the wisdom of man.
神的使用许多有智慧有学问的人。
Many people who have much learning and teaching.
我们中国的宋尚杰博士,
and there is this Chinese preacher, Song Sangjie.
他在美国拿到一个化学博士,
that he received this award in America.
化学博士, a chemical PhD.
Oh, he received a chemistry PhD in America.
但他传福音的时候完全不讲这些。
But and yet when he preached the gospel, he never mentioned any of it.
为什么他传福音有能够叫许多人因着他福音得救呢？
Why is it that so many people were saved through his gospel preaching?
因为里面充满了爱。
Because it was filled with love.
因为神让他看见地狱火湖那个可怕。
Because he saw how scary the lake of fire is.
看见许多不信的人在火湖里面的痛苦。
Because he saw the pain and suffering of sinners.
所以当他看见人最终都是不信福音的时候，那结局是非常悲惨的。
So he saw that if people did not come to believe in the Lord, their end would be a disaster, would be very scary.
所以他充满了爱人灵魂的心。
So he had this love for man.
所以他传福音就有能力。
So that's why when he preached the gospel, there was power.
人在见证他所传的福音是真实的福音。
Because God was testifying to the fact that the gospel he was preaching was real.
所以他在中国传福音的多少人因着他的福音得救了。
So through this brother's preaching the gospel in China, so many came to believe.
并且他所传福音那些对象那些果子都是非常以后属灵道路都非常坚定的。
And all the fruits from his labor were long lasting.
因为他们得救是非常清楚的。
Because their salvation was clear.
我在台湾认识一个弟兄，他母亲
I know someone in Taiwan, and the mother is now 102 years old.
他就告诉我，他是宋尚杰传福音得救的。And
he told me that he was saved through Brother Song.
到他年老的时候，信心真的非常坚定。That
even in her old age, her faith was still steadfast.
跟他接触的人，他就是跟你讲到主耶稣基督，讲到他一些见证。And
then in all her interaction with people, she would testify about the Lord Jesus.
因为他们是在圣灵里面传这些福音。Because
it was in the Holy Spirit.
因为他们是充满了爱。Because
they were filled with love.
我想弟兄姊妹都知道，徐华弟兄还在的时候。And
I'm sure brothers and sisters who know when Brother Robert Hsu was still around.
他传起福音来。
When he preached the gospel,
爱人灵魂的心那么火热,
there was this love for man that burned within him.
每次传福音下来,
that every time he came down from the pulpit,
必须,
after preaching the gospel, his clothes were wet.
会后必须再换一件干的衣服,
and that he would have to change into dry clothes.
他是那么劳苦这样传福音,
because he labored in such a way for the gospel.
就是因为他辛苦这样传福音,70出头就病倒了。
Because he labored so diligently for the gospel, he rested in the Lord at around 70 years old.
但是感谢神,
but thank God,
神纪念他,
God remembers him. Because he was filled with love.
因为他在传福音的时候,
that even when he preached the gospel, the Holy Spirit was testifying to the words he spoke.
不仅在圣灵里面, 靠着圣灵,
not only in the Holy Spirit and by trusting in the Holy Spirit,
并充足的信心,
but with full conviction.
因为当传福音的时候，他里面是满了信心。
Because when he preached the gospel, he himself because he knew that the gospel he preached was the truth. Because he knew that the God he believed in was the one true God. The only God.
唯一的拯救,
the only way to salvation.
因为除耶稣基督以外,
because there is salvation in no one else.
只有靠着他名人才可以蒙恩拯救,
it is only by his name that people can be saved.
并且他深信
and is believing in the power of God that those who believe
只要人愿意相信这个福音的能力就显在他身上就要改变这个人
as long as they are willing to believe this power of God will transform their life
所以弟兄姊妹当保罗在更多帖撒罗尼迦传福音的时候他就是这样子
so brothers and sisters when Paul preached the gospel to the Thessalonians
虽然在充满许多敌对力量
even though he faced much opposition
但他深信只要这些人,
but he believed that as long as these people
愿意打开他们心门,
are willing to open their hearts to receive the gospel,
神要改变他们,
God will change them.
弟兄姊妹, 传福音的时候,
brothers and sisters, having this full conviction of faith is so important when it comes to preaching the gospel. Even though, because man's hearts are hard,
但是我们感谢神,
but we thank God that he never changes. Because he desires for all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. And that is his will. If we understand that this is God's will when we preach the gospel,
it
doesn't matter what the attitude of people are. Because we believe that the gospel can change them. We know that the power of God will come to them. So, for someone like Paul,
逼迫神,逼迫教会,无慢神的一个人,
who persecuted the Christians,
福音临到他身上,
the gospel still came to him,
这个人完全改变过了,
and then he was completely transformed.
这完全是神福音的能力所显出来的,
and here, this is a testimony of the power of the transforming work of the gospel.
感谢神,当福音传到帖撒罗尼迦教会的时候,
and thank God when the gospel came to the Thessalonians,
保罗让帖撒罗尼迦教会人知道,
Paul let the Thessalonians know,
福音传到你们来,不独在乎言语乃是在乎
and Paul told them, the Thessalonians, that the gospel did not come to them in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Spirit, and with full conviction. So that this gospel could come to the Thessalonians. And the gospel changed the Thessalonians. And we see how beautiful the testimony of the Thessalonians
was,
that they had this good testimony.
他们在从为雅盖亚、马其顿众教会的信徒的榜样。
That not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but their faith went forth to every place.
这是真实得到福音的人。
And this is the result of someone who truly believes.
感谢神, 保罗是这样把福音传到
Thank God Paul preached the gospel to the church
of Thessalonians.
Because after they received the gospel,
他们是生活在怎样光景当中呢?
What was the condition they were in?
保罗在为他们属灵光景在那边感谢神, 赞美神,
Paul was praising and thanking God for their spiritual
在祷告当中,
condition.
祂纪念他们,
that in his prayers, he constantly remembered them.
我想他们所表现出来实在不能不得不让保罗在那边感谢神。
That not only Paul, but he was. And this caused Paul to give thanks to God. Even though they believed in the Lord for a short period of time, and they experienced so much difficulties, but they still had this good testimony. And this is all by God's grace. On one hand, it is because of their steadfastness of love towards God. So that after they were saved, that they live in this way that's, as it says in the Bible, living in a way of hope.
Faith, hope, and love.
Oh, they live in a way of faith, hope, and love.
所以在这里告诉, 保罗在这里说, 因你们信心所做的功夫,
So that Paul says that,
信心所做的功夫
for the of the their work of faith,
他们因信被神称义了
that they were justified by faith.
他们开始进到一个服事里面
and they entered into a service.
这个服事人呢是凭着信心
and this was by their faith.
弟兄姊妹，一方面的确一个人属灵增长需要有年日的。
For one to grow spiritually, there needs to be years.
但是我想那不是一个绝对的关系。
But that is not a fixed rule.
从帖撒罗尼迦教会所显出的光景可以让我们看见。
From the example of the Thessalonians, we can see
一个人蒙恩得救以后
that after a person saved by grace,
他就会有一种非常美好的一个表现出来。
There will be this beautiful manifestation.
他们在那不是是凭着信心，不是靠着自己。
That in their service they serve by faith and not by themselves.
那是在那靠神的恩典。
That they trust in God's grace.
因为他们知道服事是一个属灵的事情。
Because they know that service is a spiritual matter.
是神的工作。
It is God's work.
只有神能够做他自己的工作。
Only God can do His work.
信心得救也是因信心而服事。
Faith and salvation, the same faith, just as we need faith to receive salvation, in the same way we need faith to serve.
每一件服事都是凭着信心。
Every time we serve, it's by faith.
都是咱们仰望神自己的恩典和怜悯。
That is looking to God's grace and mercy.
人不敢再靠自己的聪明智慧，咱们做一些所谓的圣功。
That man would not dare by their wisdom and understanding to do God's work. 离了主，
我们什么都不能做。
And we always say that apart from the Lord, we can do nothing.
那意思就是说，当我们服事的时候，我们需要常常怜悯他自己。
So that when we serve, we need to always keep in mind our God.
我们不能离开他。
That we cannot depart from Him.
所以我们看更多帖撒罗尼迦教会人，他们蒙恩的时候，他们实在有个简单的信心，一个单纯的信心。
So that we see that the Thessalonians had a simple faith, a soul focus. Kind of faith.
他们只能依靠神
that they would depend only on God.
所以他们向神的信心呢，在各处都被传开了。
So that's why their faith had spread, sounded forth toward every place.
他们成了许多人的榜样
because they were an example.
正如腓立比教会也是一样
just like the church in Philippi.
他们从头一天开始，他们同心兴旺福音
that from the very beginning, from the first day until now, they participated in the gospel.
用苦难要来把神的儿女信心打压下去。
And the enemy tried to attack and put dissension in the gospel.
但是我们感谢神，神是借许多苦难把神的儿女聚在一起，团在一起。
We see that through these difficulties, God still brought them together.
让他们同心合一，他们传扬福音，见证福音。
Together in unity, they would be a testimony to the gospel and to preach the gospel.
这都是福音所带来的果效。
And these are the fruits.That were brought forth through the gospel.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们因信被神称义，我们因信也因信而生活。
So, just as we are saved by faith we also serve.
今天许多时候我们常在服事里面就是开会讨论。
Just like when we have many meetings, we discuss.
我们收集各样的意见，我们来做一个总结，找出一个最好方法来处理事情。
We discuss different ways and approaches to best do something.
但是我们知道。服事不是靠这些。
But we know the service is not dependent on that.
服事乃是一同聚在主的面前。
Service is dependent upon all of us gathering in the Lord.
一同寻求神的心意。
Together look to the Lord to look to His heart.
一同凭信心来服事，一同往前去。
That by faith together we move forward.
所以我们看见他们是因着信心在那里服事。
So we see that they served by faith.
并他说，他们说爱心所受的劳苦。
So that they labored in love.
他们在那服事，因着主的爱，因着爱主、爱教会的缘故。
That they labored because of their love for God and because of their love for the church.
他们在爱心里面的服事是许多的劳苦。
That in their love they labored.
那就是说，一个爱心的服事里面需要一定会受苦的。
That in other words, in when it comes to labor of love, there will be suffering.
一定会劳累的。
There will be you'll be tired.
许多人他可以在那边休息，但是他们为了要服事，他们不能够休息。
A lot of times people may want to rest, But because of this love and this labor of love,
they will not rest.
And we see so many testimonies
of this.
That a lot of children of God, after work, they're tired. That even after they come home from work and they're tired, they still have service that they need to do for God.
累不累? 真是累啊。
Aren't they tired? Yes, they're tired.
但是就是一种爱心的劳苦。
But this is out of a labor of love.
感谢神, 刚刚提到徐华弟兄,
thank God for Brother Robert Xu.
他是一个医生,
he's a doctor.
常常从手术病房出来的时候就要赶回去到另外一桌去访福音。
So many times after an operation, he had to hurry to catch a plane to preach the gospel.
连休息的时间都没有。
So he had no time to rest.
怎么不劳累?
How is he not tired?
当然是劳累。
Of course he's tired.
难怪年纪那么不是很大就过世了。
That's why he passed away at a not at an older age.
就是因为累倒了。
Because he was so exhausted.
感谢神, 神都纪念。
But thank God, God remembers. And so, God tells us that we have to labor in love because this is not something that's a coincidence. That in the being in the Lord is not a coincidence. Because the Lord remembers them.
地上我们许多劳苦都是徒然的。
In the world, a lot of our labors are events.
Invent.
In vain.
因为在地上我们许多劳苦都是为了我们自己。
A lot of times we labor in vain for ourselves.
为了满足我们自己的需要。
And to satisfy our needs, we labor.
圣经告诉我们说, 这一切有一天都要成空。
And God says that one day all these things will fade away.
唯有在主里面劳苦, 不突然。
That only the services in the Lord are not in vain.
因为主要纪念, 有一天他们得到主的称许, 得到主的,
because one day they will receive God's praise.
所以保罗他说, 他在那里要过一个敬虔的生活, 在那里操练敬虔。
And that's why Paul says that he wants to exercise godliness.
他说我们劳苦努力正是为此。
Because our
劳苦努力,
because we labor we labor diligently.
保罗为什么那么劳苦, 那么努力呢?
Why did Paul labor so diligently?
为什么他需要过一个敬虔的生活呢?
Why did Paul want to live a godly life?
就是为了将来那永远的荣耀。
Because of that future eternal glory.
当他在劳苦努力的时候,
that when Paul was diligently laboring,
他从一个永远的眼光来看这些事情,
he saw things from the perspective of eternity.
他说不过是自战自轻的苦楚。
And he said that for momentary light affliction,
并且这些为我们成就那无比荣耀将来的荣耀。
Light affliction for momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory.
感谢神，帖撒罗教会他们是在爱心里面在劳苦。
So thank God that the Thessalonians labored in love.
因着爱主的缘故。
For the sake of loving God.
可能他们在里面的苦也不会觉得那么苦了。
That even in their suffering, they did not feel that it was suffering.
然后他说，盼望我们主耶稣基督而存了忍耐。
That they would hope in the Lord Jesus.
为什么他们在那个患难当中、受逼迫当中，他们能够忍耐呢？
Why is it that they were still able to have this steadfastness of hope in the Lord Jesus?
因为他活在一个指望里面。
Because they were living in this hope.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天只有一个活在指望里面的人，才能忍受外面许多的苦楚。
So only when we live in hope that we're able to endure all these difficult circumstances.
因为他知道这些忍耐最后有一个好的结果要出现。
Because we know that through this endurance, in the end, there will be this good result.
雅各书讲到耶伯忍耐。
And in the book of James, it speaks of Job's perseverance.
最后主的结局是怎么样?
That what is the conclusion?
耶伯所忍受的那个忍耐实在不是一般人所能忍耐的。
That what Job had to suffer was not what most people have to suffer.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神最后给他结局是个美好的结局。
That the outcome for Job was a wonderful outcome.
神所赐给他比他从前所失去的还更多。
That God blessed Jacob with more than he originally had.
所以弟兄姊妹今天也是一样。
So brothers and sisters, it's the same today.
我们今天生活在地上，我们在服事里面需要很多忍耐。
In our lives, in our services, we need endurance.
只有活在死亡里面的人，他才会有忍耐。
Only someone who lives in hope can
endure. 因为忍耐到底也必要得救。
Because those who endure to the end will be
saved. 所以雅各书说到一个比喻说，那些农夫他们在那等地里出宝贵出产。
So that's why in the book of James, he uses an example about the farmer who waits for the precious produce of the soil. That he's patient about it until it gets the early and late rains. Because when the early and late rains come, then he can reap.
So
that's why James tells us to strengthen our hearts for the coming of the Lord is near. Why is it that the farmer waits patiently for this produce of the soil?
为什么他忍耐那个炎热的晒呢?
Why is he patient about this?
因为他知道他所耕种下去的这些有一天会结出果子出来，有一些出产出来。
Because he knows that as he continues to patiently wait it out, there will be a yield.
所以他们忍耐等候。
So he patiently waits.
他知道他的努力都不是徒然的,
because he knows that his labor is not in vain.
有一天他享受那个出产的喜乐,
that one day he can rejoice in this.
他一切努力最后都有个结果要出来,
that through this diligence that there will bring forth a positive outcome.
要得到一些回报,
that he will receive a reward.
正如主耶稣在地上的时候也是一样。
And just like when the Lord Jesus was on earth, it was the same.
为什么主耶稣能够忍受十字架苦楚?
Why was the Lord Jesus able to endure the suffering of the cross?
希伯来书告诉我们说, 因为他摆在前面的喜乐, 他就忍受十字架的苦楚。
Because in Hebrews it tells us that he, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross.
主耶稣的眼目不是看见他周围那些的苦楚, 人给他一些的难处。
Jesus was not looking at the sufferings afflicted upon him by man. He was fixing his eyes on the joy before him. So that he was able to endure the sufferings of the cross. So that's why Paul tells the Thessalonians that they need to have this steadfastness of hope in the Lord Jesus. And that this patience of the Lord is so long.
我们怎么有这样基督的忍耐呢?
How can we have the patience of the Lord?
感谢神啊，是基督的生命在我们里面。
Thank the Lord that it's because we have the life of the Lord.
只要我们愿意有这样的心,
that as long as we have this heart,
神的恩典就托住我们,
God's grace will support us.
许多时候我们在服事里面因为忍耐不住了,
a lot of times in our service, it's because we are not able to endure. So we back down. And this testimony is spirit disappears. Because we're not able to endure to the end. But someone who lives in hope, he can endure to the end. He knows that all of these sufferings are momentary, that they'll quickly pass away. As long as he stands firm to the end, that before God, when he will be able to receive praise. So when we walk the spiritual path, we need to have much endurance. And we need to have big faith.
所以希伯来书的作者告诉我们说，我们要仰望那信心创始成终的耶稣。
And that's why the author of Hebrews says that we need to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith.
我们思想能够灰心冷淡退后。
That we need to not grow weary and step back.
我们要常常思想耶稣在地上是如何走这条道路。
We need to fix our eyes on Jesus to walk this way in earth.
That
we need to fix our eyes on the author and perfecter of faith, who leads us to walk in the spiritual way.
所以我们在帖撒罗尼迦教会，他们是活在这个信心里面，活在这个爱的里面，活在这个盼望里面。
So we see that the church and and Thessalonica lived in faith, in this labor of love, and in the
steadfastness
of hope. So that's why Paul said that they were an example to Macedonia and Achaia in every place.
他笑话我们也笑话主,
and that's why they said they were imitators of him and imitators of the Lord.
他们在那看见保罗服事，看见保罗在他们当中传福音的时候所受的那个忍耐。
Because they saw through Paul's preaching of the gospel his endurance. And they also imitated the Lord. Because Paul imitates the Lord. So that when the Thessalonians were imitating Paul, they were also simultaneously imitating the Lord. So we hear that we need to imitate other people. That we see a lot of times that people who have been walking with the Lord for many years, who are spiritually mature, can be our role models. Yes, they can be an even better example for us. But through the Thessalonians, through these saints, through the apostles, that even though they didn't believe in the Lord for very long, that they were already an example for many saints all over. That even though their life was
生命非常幼稚，非常不是成熟,
that even though it wasn't very mature, and even though their spiritual understanding may not know that much, but already they were an example for many. And this is an encouragement for many of us, especially for the young believers. And so Paul encourages Timothy by saying, let no one look down on your youthfulness.
But
rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity, show yourself an example of those who believe. So the younger brothers and sisters, don't feel that you cannot be an example of those who believe. As long as you diligently follow and serve the Lord, you can be an example for adults. You come here promptly. So some of the parents, when they see the youths who come here on time, they can say, oh, these youths come here on time always. That they love to come to church. That they serve with fervor. That they can be an example for many people. Thank God that through the church in Thessalonica, they can be a good encouragement and example for all of us. It doesn't matter how long we've walked with the Lord, it doesn't matter where we are. Spiritually, we can learn to be an example for all people. And that we can see through other people the abundance of grace of God. And this is an important message to the church in Thessalonica. And that is that the Lord Jesus will come again. And brothers and sisters, this is our only hope. That when we are living in this hope, when the gospel comes to us, we see that God saved us for this very hope. So that today when we live in this hope, we can imitate the brothers and sisters in Thessalonica. That we can also work in faith, have a work of faith, a labor of love, and a steadfastness of hope. And because of that, the testimony of the Lord could go forth. Brothers and sisters, this was the first letter to the churches. This is the message that every believer needs to know. It's not after we believe in the Lord for many years that then we come to realize the coming of the Lord. As soon as a person is saved, he or she needs to know that we are saved in hope. And that hope is the coming of the Lord Jesus. And this is our glorious hope that when the Lord comes again, He will bring many sons into glory. And this is God's eternal purpose. This is the purpose why He saves us. May God be gracious to us that these words would take root in our hearts so that we would know how to live in these difficult circumstances, to live in this glorious hope, so that our spiritual life can have a good testimony and be shown forth, that God would receive, God's name would receive all the glory. Could a brother close us in a word of prayer?